Dateline Washington, Tuesday, October 21st, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the state of the presidential campaign with just 2 weeks before Election Day. We'll talk with former USA Today White House correspondent Richard Benedetto about the latest developments in the race for the White House, the strategies of Senators McCain and Obama, and what issues seem to be working in the minds of voters and which ones seem to be just noise in the background. Also in this edition of Dateline Washington, the Truman example. Larry Haas served as Clinton White House budget spokesman and communications director for Al Gore, and he says we could see some hints of what an Obama presidency could look like by the example of Harry Truman. Plus in this edition of Dateline Washington, Obama and the Fairness Doctrine. Congressional Democrats have said when they are in position to do so, they want to reimpose the Fairness Doctrine, which could shut down talk radio and other conservative media outlets. We'll talk with former Justice Department Public Affairs Director Barbara Comstock about the impact that would have and why she believes it's wrong for the United States of America and the freedom of speech. And Obama, McCain, and the courts. We'll talk with Gary Marks, Executive Director of the Judicial Confirmation Network, about what type of nominees Senators McCain and Obama would appoint to the high court and other federal benches across the country. All that plus the day in Congress and in business follows Tuesday's headlines. Once again, the top story is on the presidential campaign trail, with now just 14 days to go until voters head to the polls and select the 44th president of the United States. John McCain, by his own admission, is the underdog at this point in the race, trailing in national polls, and is within the margin of error at best in many of the key battleground states, which at this point he pretty much needs to sweep. Campaigning in Pennsylvania on Tuesday, Senator McCain once again went after Barack Obama's tax plan, saying that the Democratic nominee admitted what his agenda was all along when he told Joe the Plumber that spreading the wealth is the best way for America to prosper.
After months and months of campaign trail eloquence, we finally learned what Senator Obama's economic goal is. As he told Joe, he wants to, quote, spread the wealth around. Spread the wealth around.
Senator McCain also says the Obama tax plan, which would target those making $250,000 a year or more, would come down hard on small businesses, and he says that's the last group that needs to pay more in taxes.
Small businesses employ 84% of Americans, and we need to support small businesses, not tax them.
As mentioned just a moment ago, we'll be joined later in this edition by Larry Haas, a former official in the Clinton administration, who is supporting Senator Obama, but points out that if Senator Obama really wants to achieve everything he wants to achieve and pay for it, he's going to have to raise taxes on not just the wealthiest Americans, but upper middle class and even regular middle class Americans. Another issue Senator McCain and Governor Sarah Palin are focusing on today on the campaign trail, these comments over the weekend by Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Joe Biden.
Mark my words, it will not be 6 months before the world tests Barack Obama like they did John Kennedy. Watch, we're going to have an international crisis, a generated crisis. This guy.
Speaking in Pennsylvania, Senator John McCain says Joe Biden just articulated what the Republican campaign has known all along. Barack Obama's just not ready to be president.
Senator Biden told their campaign donors that when that crisis hit, they would have to stand with them because it wouldn't be apparent that Senator Obama would have the right response. Forget apparent. We know Senator Obama won't have the right response.
Governor Sarah Palin, meanwhile, campaigning in Nevada on Tuesday, says the Obama campaign's probably less scared of what could happen from the world in 6 months than what Joe Biden might say in his next speaking engagement.
I guess the looming crisis that most worries the Obama campaign right now is Joe Biden's next speaking engagement.
But Governor Palin is in the crosshairs of the Obama campaign with the nominee himself, slamming the governor of Alaska for what he calls excessively negative campaigning.
You know, you really have to work hard to violate Governor Palin's standards on negative campaigning.
But Governor Palin shot right back, saying if you don't want to talk about the records or the remarks that candidates have made on the campaign trail, you don't have much left to say. She says all those are fair game.
It is not mean-spirited and it is not negative campaigning to talk about someone's record, their plans, their associations.
Senator Obama, meanwhile, spent most of the day on Tuesday in Lake Worth, Florida. Jobs and the economy were the focus of a roundtable he attended there. Governors, as well as large and small business owners, and even a former Federal Reserve chairman, discussed ways to help stabilize and improve the economic outlook for this country. Senator Obama said while he voted for the recent bailout plan on Capitol Hill, there are still significant problems with it.
Although it has helped to stabilize the banks, and we hope that the banks will then lend, there's no requirement in this law that says the banks immediately have to provide loans to the businesses that need it most.
More news later. For now, that's a look at Tuesday's headlines from the nation's capital.